Listen to God's Word for October 6th. Today's reading is Nehemiah 9 and 10. May God bless this reading of His Word. Nehemiah 9. On the 24th day of the same month, the Israelites gathered together, fasting and wearing sackcloth, with dust on their heads. Those of Israelite descent separated themselves from all the foreigners, and they stood and confessed their sins and the iniquities of their fathers. While they stood in their places, they read from the book of the law of the Lord their God for a quarter of the day, and they spent another quarter of the day in confession and worship of the Lord their God. And the Levites, Jeshua, Benai, Kadmiel, Shebaniah, Bunai, Sherebiah, Benai, and Kenani stood on the raised platform and cried out in a loud voice to the Lord their God. Then the Levites, Jeshua, Kadmiel, Benai, Hashabniah, Sherebiah, Hodiah, Shebaniah, and Pethahiah said, "Stand up and bless the Lord your God from everlasting to everlasting. Blessed be your glorious name, and may it be exalted above all blessing and praise. You alone are the Lord. You created the heavens, the highest heavens, with all their host, the earth and all that is on it, the seas and all that is in them. You give life to all things, and the host of heaven worships you. You are the Lord, the God who chose Abram, who brought him out of Ur of the Chaldeans and gave him the name Abraham. You found his heart faithful before you and made a covenant with him to give the land of the Canaanites and Hittites, of the Amorites and Perizzites, of the Jebusites and Girgashites, to give it to his descendants. You have kept your promise because you are righteous. You saw the affliction of our fathers in Egypt. You heard their cry at the Red Sea. You performed signs and wonders against Pharaoh, all his officials, and all the people of his land. For you knew they had acted with arrogance against our fathers. You made a name for yourself that endures to this day. You divided the sea before them, and they crossed through it on dry ground. You hurled their pursuers into the depths like a stone into raging waters. You led them with a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night, to light for them the way in which they should travel. You came down on Mount Sinai and spoke with them from heaven. You gave them just ordinances, true laws, and good statutes and commandments. You revealed to them your holy Sabbath, and gave them commandments and statutes and laws through your servant Moses. In their hunger, you gave them bread from heaven. In their thirst, you brought them water from the rock. You told them to go in and possess the land which you had sworn to give them. But they and our fathers became arrogant and stiff-necked, and did not obey your commandments. They refused to listen and failed to remember the wonders you performed among them. They stiffened their necks and appointed a leader to return them to their bondage in Egypt. But you are a forgiving God, gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and rich in loving devotion, and you did not forsake them. Even when they cast for themselves an image of a calf and said, 'This is your God who brought you up out of Egypt,' and when they committed terrible blasphemies, you, in your great compassion, did not forsake them in the wilderness. By day, the pillar of cloud never turned away from guiding them on their path, and by the night, the pillar of fire illuminated the way they should go. You gave your good spirit to instruct them. You did not withhold your manna from their mouths, and you gave them water for their thirst. For 40 years you sustained them in the wilderness, so that they lacked nothing. Their clothes did not wear out, and their feet did not swell. You gave them kingdoms and peoples, and allotted to them every corner of the land. So they took the land of Sihon, king of Heshbon, and of Og, king of Bashan. You multiplied their descendants like the stars of heaven, and brought them to the land you had told their fathers to enter and possess. So their descendants went in and possessed the land. You subdued before them the Canaanites dwelling in the land. You delivered into their hands the kings and peoples of the land to do with them as they wished. They captured fortified cities and fertile land, and took houses full of all goods, wells already dug, vineyards, olive groves, and fruit trees in abundance. So they ate and were filled. They grew fat and delighted in your great goodness. But they were disobedient and rebelled against you. They flung your law behind their backs. They killed your prophets who had admonished them to return to you. They committed terrible blasphemies. So you delivered them into the hands of enemies who oppressed them. And in their time of distress, they cried out to you. From heaven you heard them, and in your great compassion you gave them deliverers who saved them from the hands of their enemies. But as soon as they had rest, they again did evil in your sight. So you abandoned them to the hands of their enemies, who had dominion over them. When they cried out to you again, you heard from heaven, and you delivered them many times in your compassion. You admonished them to turn back to your law, but they were arrogant and disobeyed your commandments. They sinned against your ordinances, by which a man will live if he practices them. They stubbornly shrugged their shoulders. They stiffened their necks and would not obey. You were patient with them for many years, and your spirit admonished them through your prophets. Yet they would not listen, so you gave them into the hands of the neighboring peoples. But in your great compassion, you did not put an end to them, nor did you forsake them, for you are a gracious and compassionate God. So now, our God, the great and mighty and awesome God, who keeps his gracious covenant, do not view lightly all the hardship that has come upon us, and upon our kings and leaders, our priests and prophets, our ancestors, and all your people, from the days of the kings of Assyria until today. You are just in all that has befallen us, because you have acted faithfully while we have acted wickedly. Our kings and leaders and priests and fathers did not obey your law or listen to your commandments and warnings that you gave them. For even while they were in their kingdom with the abundant goodness that you had given them and in the spacious and fertile land that you had set before them, they would not serve you or turn from their wicked ways. So here we are today as slaves in the land you gave our fathers to enjoy its fruit and goodness. Here we are as slaves. Its abundant harvest goes to the kings you have set over us because of our sins. And they rule over our bodies and our livestock as they please. We are in great distress. In view of all this, we make a binding agreement, putting it in writing and sealing it with the names of our leaders, Levites, and priests. Nehemiah 10. Now these were the ones who sealed the document: Nehemiah, the governor, son of Hakaliah, and also Zedekiah, Sariah, Azariah, Jeremiah, Pashur, Amariah, Malchijah, Hattush, Shebaniah, Malak, Harim, Merimoth, Obadiah, Daniel, Ginnathon, Baruch, Meshullam, Abijah, Mijamin, Maaziah, Bilgai, and Shemaiah. These were the priests. The Levites: Jeshua, son of Azaniah, Benui of the sons of Henadad, Kadmiel, and their associates: Shebaniah, Hodiah, Kalita, Peleah, Hanan, Micah, Rehob, Hashabiah, Zakur, Sherebiah, Shebaniah, Hodiah, Bani, and Benaiu. And the leaders of the people, Parash, Pahath-Moab, Elam, Zatu, Bani, Bunai, Azgad, Bebai, Adonijah, Bigvai, Aden, Ater, Hezekiah, Azar, Hodiah, Hashem, Bezai, Harif, Anathoth, Nebai, Magpaash, Meshullam, Hezer, Meshezabel, Zadok, Jedua, Pelatiah, Hanan, Anaiah, Hoshea, Hananiah, Hashub, Halohesh, Pilhah, Shobek, Rehum, Hashabna, Maaseiah, Ahijah, Hanan, Anan, Maluk, Haram, and Baana. The rest of the people, the priests, Levites, gatekeepers, singers, temple servants, and all who had separated themselves from the people of the land to obey the law of God, along with their wives and all their sons and daughters who are able to understand, hereby join with their noble brothers and commit themselves with a sworn oath to follow the law of God given through His servant Moses, and to carefully obey all the commandments, ordinances, and statutes of the Lord our Lord. We will not give our daughters in marriage to the people of the land, and we will not take their daughters for our sons. When the people of the land bring merchandise or any kind of grain to sell on the Sabbath day, we will not buy from them on a Sabbath or holy day. Every seventh year, we will let the fields lie fallow and will cancel every debt. We also place ourselves under the obligation to contribute a third of a shekel yearly for the service of the house of our God, for the showbread, for the regular grain offerings and burnt offerings, for the Sabbath offerings, for the new moons and appointed feasts, for the holy offerings, for the sin offerings to make atonement for Israel, and for all the duties of the house of our God. We have cast lots among the priests, Levites, and people for the donation of wood by our families at the appointed times each year. They are to bring it to the house of our God to burn on the altar of the Lord our God, as it is written in the law. We will also bring the first fruits of our land and of every fruit tree to the house of the Lord year by year. And we will bring the firstborn of our sons and our livestock, as it is written in the law, and will bring the firstborn of our herds and flocks to the house of our God, to the priests who minister in the house of our God. Moreover, we will bring to the priests at the storerooms of the house of our God the first fruits of our dough, of our grain offerings, of the fruit of all our trees, and of our new wine and oil. A tenth of our produce belongs to the Levites, so that they shall receive tithes in all the towns where we labor. A priest of Aaron's line is to accompany the Levites when they collect the tenth, and the Levites are to bring a tenth of these tithes to the storerooms of the treasury in the house of our God. For the Israelites and the Levites are to bring the contributions of grain, new wine, and oil to the storerooms where the articles of the sanctuary are kept, and where the ministering priests, the gatekeepers, and the singers stay. Thus, we will not neglect the house of our God. Thanks for listening, and join us tomorrow as we listen to God's Word. Questions or comments? Email us at info@listentogodsword.org.